The talks cover two proposals, or pillars in OECD speak. The first is meant to direct more of the global tax take towards places where the customers of digital firms live. Corporate tax liability will depend not on whether companies are physically present in a country, but on whether they have a sustained and significant involvement there. Pillar 2 establishes a global minimum tax. The OECD reckons that the two proposals could together raise corporate tax revenue by up to 4%. Pillar 2 has the greater chance of being agreed and would raise more revenue. The idea of a global minimum is to blunt companies' incentives to shift profits to low-tax jurisdictions. There is still some haggling to be done, but some sort of agreement should be possible, if only because governments can go it alone. The Americans, for example, enacted a version in 2017 with a tax on global intangible low-taxed income, or GILTI. Havens can offer all the perks they want, but American companies still face a rate of at least 10.5% on GILTI associated with their foreign affiliates. That might explain why Steven Mnuchin, America's Treasury Secretary, was reasonably positive about the second pillar last month. But he wants to put talks on the first on hold. In December, he proposed that the new system should be optional for American firms. The suggestion, which would in effect neuter any new rules, was badly received by other countries. But as it stands, the OECD's plan is unbalanced. It asks America to hand over the right to tax its companies to other countries without getting much in return. Without an agreement on Pillar 1 that divvies up tax rights, a proliferation of digital tax schemes seems likely. The European Union's resolve to implement one may have been stiffened by its loss on July 15th of a big tax case against Apple. These taxes are a much cruder fix than a Pillar 1 solution. Companies could face a stack of competing tax bills. The levies also mostly apply to revenues rather than profits, and often try to exempt domestic champions. To top it all off, they are a recipe for trade conflict.